and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And opening up this Sunday, June 3rd at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. with an artist reception is a new exhibit at the Louisiana State Exhibit Museum, a new installation featuring the works of Mary Louise Porter and Louisiana landscapes. And joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studios are Mary Louise Porter and Nita Cole, curator and archivist for the Louisiana State Exhibit Museum. Mary Louise and Nita, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
So let's start at the beginning. Somewhere in your early childhood, something inspired you to pick up a brush and start painting, which is, you know, not something that everybody experiences. What was that? Well, I mean, if you were to draw back on your earliest memory, what was it that decided, I got to paint this?
Well, I have always known what I wanted to do. And growing up in Shreveport, Gwen Norsworthy, she had a teaching lessons down at the Spar downtown, and that was my first lessons. And I remember I did a Daffy Duck. But I have always loved art. My mother was an artist, and it's just, you know, some people are writers and some people are musicians, right. And I always knew I want to be a painter. So it's from early childhood, always.
So you grew up surrounded by art. Did you grow up with music and other things as well?
I did. Okay. I grew up with a lot of the music in theater, the little theater here, and Marjorie Lines and all of that was here. I worked with all that. But the visual arts, most predominantly because of the people here, my mother and different people in the town.
Yeah, I just got to see Of Mice and Men back in April at the Little Theater. So wonderful production.
I used to seat you there.
Okay, yeah. You say in an article in Louisiana Life magazine that memories and images from your travels across the South are sort of the inspirations that draw you. You talk about some of those memories and those images and how they impressed upon you their beauty, their subtle beauty.
The one thing I love about Louisiana and being raised in Shreveport and then moving to Natchitoches is driving around and seeing the vast differences in the whole state. And up here, I could go out my studio door and there would be live oak trees and winding rivers and cotton fields and lines and patterns of cornfields. And it's just lush with inspiration. And as an artist, I like to go outside and paint, but not so much like a plein air artist, but to paint and feel it and get the lighting and everything and then go back to my studio and work. But there's inspiration all around. All you have to do is walk out the door. It's kind of like Wizard of Oz, you know, when she walked out the door and all of a sudden there was color. That's kind of my impression.
Even the black and white scenes of that, though, movie strike me because there's some black and white photographers that capture something totally surreal about the landscape that it just captivates the line and the depth, you know. So I'm across the board in that. I love the color, you know, work as well. So now you mentioned en plein air. Do you paint in the outdoors?
I do go outside and paint from the outdoors, and then the landscape changes so quickly and the sunlight and everything. So I will begin like in the morning time, just sort of like Monet would do.
Right.
You go out in the morning time and I would paint, and then I'd go back to the studio, and that's where I could embellish and kind of do different things, tear canvas and do textures. Then I go back out the next morning, and of course it's different. The lighting is a little different. So I never really got the exact lighting as you would do as a plein air artist. It was a combination. That's what I enjoyed most. So I could express my emotion and the beauty of the moment at the time, sort of capturing that scene. So
for the novice out there, explain how we express our emotions through the use of color and texture.
Oh, that's all my classes I used to teach.
In a oral sense, because we're on the radio, we can't paint it like the guy on the PBS.
Well, when you think about color, obviously it creates an emotion.
Right.
If you think about red, what is your first
fire engines.
Fire engines, okay, or romance or love or whatever it is. But red is very, very vibrant. And in my thesis, I did color and landscape painting. You know, how does it affect you? And it does affect you, whether it's an abstract or whether it's realism, the color is going to affect you. And I like to use very bright, very bold bold colors to, mm-hmm. to get you. But it, they do evoke emotions. You dress in the way that you like to feel and look, if you like a red dress or if you like a tie or something like that. So we use it in everyday life. And in a painting, you are drawn to those colors. And that evokes an emotion of anger or happiness or memories that you had as a child or...
I recently had a wonderful experience at a friend of mine's house up in Spring Hill, and she had a couple of redbud trees. And right as those were blooming in the night, with the moon shining from behind them, I was able to capture some really cool photographs.
Well, see, as a photographer, you know that.
Using a flash to illuminate the leaves and a long exposure so you could get the moon. And it was just striking.
Well,
break
you
all
captured
the
moment. You captured that particular, and that's what I do as an artist. I capture that moment.
Yeah, okay. You know, I was thinking as I was preparing for this interview that, you know, I can drive the same drive 3 days a week.
Exactly.
And see the same tree in different lights in that. I mean, I can drive there and come back and the same tree completely illuminated and completely creating a different impression to me. So as an artist, when you go out, do you ever just like snap a photograph of that moment just so you can remember it? Or do you literally have palette and canvas ready?
No, I literally have my easel. I mean, I get up in the morning and I pack the car and I have my paints and my easel and I'll just take off. And when I find that certain area, or I may have driven the day before and go, oh, I'm going to come back here.
Right.
And so I set up my easel and my paints and I paint. Now, I take photos just to kind of remember that time.
Right.
And that's when I like to kind of take myself away from what I'm looking at and go into the studio, because then I work with my imagination. You're talking about inspiration, things
right.
that inspire me and my imagination. It's kind of a marriage of the two. And that creates my own style, my own way. But no, I'm actually out there. Now, sometimes I'll work from different photos. Obviously, the painting I just did for the museum is 7 feet by 12 feet, and
right.
so I can't exactly take that outside.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to put in a Volkswagen.
So, so that's a lot of your imagination. That's where you draw from it.
But yet she captured, excuse me, Bill, but yet for that 7 mm-hmm. by 12 foot painting, she really captured exactly what you're seeing, because as soon as I saw the preview that she sent to me, having driven that same area, I knew exactly where it was. And I was so excited when I saw it, just the little thumbnail, because I could see exactly what she had done.
So for folks that live around here, what field is that? So do you remember
the
field
road? Between Highway 1, between here and all the way down to Alexandria, I mean, to all the way to Boyce. It's that's where you're talking about the travels. It's the fields that I grew up with. It's when you're in the back of a car. When I was a little girl, I was the back of the car. You could see the fields kind of rhythmically
right.
moving. And that's the feeling. And if you grew up in the South, like Nita was saying, you got it.
And this is an image of a freshly plowed field. So
right.
you have that strong
yes.
line of the mounds of dirt and the furrows. And so it creates an interesting perspective for anybody who's driven by, you know, city dwellers don't always get out to see this kind of stuff, but
well,
growing
I love
up in the country.
Seeing that. That's what I look. Yeah. I'm originally from South Louisiana, and not to knock South Louisiana, but once I get to Opelousas, I quit. There's nothing to see. And when you're coming back or going down, you turn on that I-49, and it's rolling hills, and it's cows, and it's outbuildings, and it's
right.
the fields. And the fields change constantly, depending, mm-hmm. of course, on the time of the year. But when you're driving down and you're seeing them as they're just freshly furled and
right.
you know ready for seeds, it pulls you in, because as you're going 70 miles an hour and they're at an angle,
mm-hmm.
and they're not straight to the highway, and they fan out, and it just pulls you right in, and it's very peaceful and very restful. And so when I saw that, I thought, how does she know that's what I was looking at and what I was capturing? I mean, it was just fantastic experience for me.
And then when you see the fields, these are abstract lines. They're
yes.
they're
right.
brightly brushed. They're not little green fields with brown dirt. They're multicolors of oranges in a huge skies. And
right.
so it's a little, my interpretation of the fields.
Abstract art, impressionism, things like this. These are boxes that. You know, I guess marketers from time immemorial have come up with to shove artists into.
Interesting, you used to say, talk about boxes. This is not answering your question directly, but people have said I paint outside the box. You
right.
know, I sort of take the isms and change it to my own interpretive style.
Mm-hmm.
But It's more capturing what I see at the moment. I don't know about portraitism because you think about.
But there's a lot of emotion in it. There is for me. To me, that's what art is.
Right.
Is if it affects you emotionally, mm-hmm. it's doing its job. And what you see relates to who you are. And that's what I love about that particular artwork, because she's got the sky, she's got the long horizon in the back, and it makes you look at that horizon in a different way. If you see this painting and then you go back again, you're going to see different things. And it's because everything reminds you of something else. The color reminds you, the shape, the form that she uses, the geometric patterning that she uses. And, of course, at the museum, that's what we're looking for, is something that's going to strike that chord with people and give them that emotional effect.
Well, and, of course, time will change you as well, because you could be in a different emotional state of mind when you come to the painting. So your own evolution as a human being is going to bring a different eye to, mm-hmm. to see the painting.
That's true. And I've taught all the way from elementary to college, and it seems like when people come to a painting, they don't know quite what to say or think about it. And right. I used to always have these questions: how does it make you feel? You know, why does it make you feel that way? And that's similar to my painting. How does it make you feel? Why? Is it the colors? Is it the lines, like Nita's talking about? Is it the memories mm-hmm. that you have? So that's when you know you got it.
Now, you sent me a couple of JPEGs, and mm-hmm. I think one was called Ancestral Gifts, and it was the trees that struck me. In landscape painting, what are you looking particularly for? I mean, is it just the impression that it gives you, or are you searching for some particular detail that you want to draw out?
Well, I think what Nita was talking about, I'm searching for that emotion or that connection that the viewer has. The particular painting you're talking about, I know the viewers are thinking trees, cotton fields, and this is not anything like the typical trees and
right.
cotton fields you see, but the trees that I was doing, and I wanted it barren. I didn't want any leaves. And so it's sort of a, you know, when you walk through the woods, it's how you move through it. Same mm-hmm. thing with the painting. It's a pattern, but Ancestral Gifts is what it was called.
Right.
And in this particular piece, I have little sort of a collaging of different strips of paper that my mother, Virginia Porter, did when she was alive, and she did the painting. So it to combine her work with my work was really exciting, and that's why it's called Ancestral Gifts.
And so there's an emotional connection
yeah,
to your own past
definitely.
In there as well. So one of the things you said in that article is that nature is secretive and forever changing. Tell me about some of the secret moments that you've had with nature that even on canvas, almost impossible to convey. There's something there that only you had that moment to see.
Well, that's so true. It is secretive. When I reach a point when I'm there painting and I'm sort of connecting a different kind of connection with the painting and cliche, the universe about it. But there is something secretive and powerful that I want to relay to the viewer. And it does come through the patterns and the paints and the colors.
So, well, let's talk about the exhibit now. Tell me about the works that are going to be on display. I know you're going to have a couple of large works, and then you'll be bringing, you said, like 20 or 30, maybe 40 other works.
Right.
Where are these all? Are they drawn across the state, or are they drawn across the South? Are they representing different regions? Is there a thematic kind of element to it?
Most of it is of Louisiana, the Natchitoches area, Shreveport area, but I also have some from Arkansas, southern Arkansas. Growing up and traveling to Arkansas a lot, we had a place up there in Arkansas. And some of my travels, Iceland and different places. So it's a sort of a combination, but mostly Louisiana and the South, and that's what the focus is on.
Well, I'd love to see your work from Iceland, too.
Yeah.
That's a fascinating.
That's a story.
For landscapes, that's a wonderful. And there's a yeah. group that I love called Sigur Rós that is from Iceland, and they've done these concerts out in these venues, just open-air concerts.
Right.
Rock canyons and volcanic lava flows, and their music just captures, like a painter in sound. They paint with the texture of sound as opposed to the texture of color and paint, and be a great thematic bit of music to put behind an exhibit.
Well, exactly. And you were talking about in Iceland, you can't take your paints out and everything.
Right.
At least I wouldn't, because the painting I have is really large, but it was one of those things where you strike and you look at something. Everyone has that awe.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That, oh, yeah.
I have to capture, this is what I want to do. And they had these, ventricular clouds and mm-hmm. just beauty. And so first thing I did, I think I packed my bags and I went to the studio.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, exactly. I come back and do that. You've got a reception going on. And what other events do you have scheduled around the exhibit?
The reception is going to be on Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4. And, of course, Mary Louise will be there. And we will be having the museum open ordinarily. We're not able to be open on the weekends, so we try to get people to come to our Sunday events,
right.
Because it's a good opportunity to come to the museum. And she will be showing through the month of June, and the second to last Friday in June, the 22nd of June, we're going to do, I'm not sure what the name of it is, we're calling it a pub crawl, and it will be with the Norton Museum and the Meadows Museum and the State Exhibit Museum, and so you can go around to all of the events there, and then Mary Louise will be there, so as a kind of a meet and greet and talk about the paintings and the exhibition. So it'll be an extra added draw for that.
And at this, will you have works for sale as well? So folks who want to come along can.
Yes, some of the works will be for sale, and some are in collections, and some are in.
No, are these prints or the original works?
Oh, no, these are originals.
Okay, the original works. Do you do
original.
Prints as well? Or
I do jaclé prints of some of the work. I do have that for people that want it, but these are originals that are in the museum.
Okay.
And we'll be dedicating the.
Yes, the painting has been installed as part of the historic mural series at the museum. Mary Louise calls it Louisiana Vibrations, and I told her she had it to add a location for it, because we get a lot of out of state visitors.
Right.
And Louisiana is very different in all parts of the mm-hmm. of the state. So we decided on calling it Red River Valley. So it's Louisiana Vibrations, Red River Valley.
Okay.
And we have it at the entrance to our auditorium, and it really just pulls you right into the auditorium. It's in a fabulous location. The museum started a series of historic murals in the 1960s, and they're on the inner circle. And so now we're working on the exterior circle. But they reflect various landscapes all around the state and events in history and that sort of thing. And so they're really teaching tools in a way. And what's wonderful about this painting is it's an abstract, so it's a beautiful work of art, but it really conveys that area, the Red River Valley, and the importance of the agriculture to the state. A lot of people tell me that what they like about Louisiana are the trees and the greenery. Mm-hmm. You go to other parts, well, Texas or New Mexico, if you go out west, the skyline is different, the lighting is different, and when you come here, it's softer and it's more nurturing, I think, and it's calm and it's restful, and that's what I like about it.
That's true.
Well, one of the things that I love about Louisiana is winding roads, because around every turn could be a completely different worldview than what you'd had just before.
Yes.
Growing up in Ohio, where everything was cut up into squares for farming back in the 1700s, there's a lot of straight roads and not a lot of winding roads, and I love that about the South, Mississippi as well, because you never know what's coming around the next corner.
That's right.
So it's always a surprise if you're driving the car. And that's my hobby, is driving country roads with my camera just to see if I can capture a moment, you know. So.
And it follows the topography. That's why mm-hmm. there are so many of them, because it follows how the rivers are flowing, the tributaries into the Mississippi. Louisiana is very fortunate to be at the other end of the Mississippi, the beneficial end of the mm-hmm. Mississippi. But the Red River and the Mississippi rivers, that's what I teach the students when they come in, that Louisiana is really a water culture, and everything stems from that. All life in the state stems from that. The food comes from there. Transportation comes from there. The beautiful vistas that you see. Oh, yeah. It all water-based.
And as somebody who grew up canoeing rivers, that's even a different view, that, you know, because you can stand on the bank of a river, but being on the river and seeing the line and the river flow before you is a totally different mystique.
That the other painting that I'm showing is called Mirrors on the Cane, mm-hmm. and it is exactly what you're talking about. You want you to feel like you're on the river. Right. It's a 7x12 foot painting, so it's another whole feeling. So you'll enjoy that one.
Oh yeah, definitely. So, well, tell us about the gallery hours, and so folks can know when to come.
The State Exhibit Museum opens from Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, and the exhibit will be in the West Wing Gallery, and we're devoting the entire gallery to Mary Louise's work because it's a wonderful, monumental things that just draw you in. Her landscapes and her colors really, really draw you in. And we will be open for that Sunday on June 3rd, and then also that Friday evening on June 22nd would be another opportunity to get to meet her. And she's such a wealth of knowledge. And I've been to one of her gallery talks before, which is what the impetus for doing this exhibition. And I thought, this is so wonderful to hear her talk, how she creates, and it's great to have her on tape, too.
So and the gallery talk is on the 22nd?
It's going to be on the 22nd, and she'll be there on the 3rd to meet people. But
right. But if you want to hear her talk about about the works and kind of explain
about
how
about my passion.
Yeah, about that passion, which is, that's what we're here for.
Right.
I'm not on this planet to be an automaton. I'm on this planet to be passionate. So any final thoughts you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, we hope everybody will come out to the museum and get to meet Mary Louise. She is a well-recognized artist. She has been published. And this is a unique opportunity to be able to speak to an artist who's still working and doing what she loves and reflective of Louisiana culture. That's what the museum's all about, and this is what we're trying to get people to understand, that we want them to appreciate it the way we do and the way we love it.
And tell us about some of the books that you've published.
I haven't published. I was I was just in a book. John Kemp wrote a book called The
Louisiana Landscapes. Yes,
yeah. And it's contemporary landscape.
Yes, paintings. it's a compendium of all the best artists from around the state. John Kemp is a noted art critic from New Orleans, and he selected her to represent Northwest Louisiana.
Right.
And it's very important position for her and recognition of her work.
Books like that are great for kids if you want to get them interested in the visual arts, mm-hmm. because you get to explore all of these different eyes. That, because every artist has a different eye. So you see the world differently, filtered through your own experience and passions and thoughts. So you get to see how maybe the same artist can see the same scene and differently from another artist.
And that's the beauty of it.
That is. It's a very individual. So, well, Mary Louise and Nita, thank you for joining me this morning.
You're welcome. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
That was Nita Cole, curator and archivist for the Louisiana State Exhibit Museum, along with Mary Louise Porter, who has a new exhibit opening up at the Louisiana State Exhibit Museum this Sunday, June 3rd, and it'll stay there until Friday, June 29th. The public is invited to view the exhibit during regular museum hours, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., and the museum is located at 3015 Greenwood Road between Hearn and Juella. This Sunday, June 3rd, between 2 and 4, there will be a reception and you'll be able to meet the artist. And on Friday, the 22nd, there will be an artist talk. For details about this, you can visit the museum online at laexhibitmuseum.org or call 318-632-2020. That's 318-632-2020. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.